I'm telling you that man is in a constant state of wondering. And here we see Paul addressing it. They are all gone out of the way. And when you look at that term, all, that in the aorist sense means that in time past, they are all gone. In other words, none were good then. None are good now. None are going to be good in the future. All of them are going to be messed up. How many of you believe in one day a perfect kingdom here? Where all human beings are going to be perfect here? Whoa, well, when is the translation going to take place? I mean, because it says, you know, Paul says, in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, we shall all be changed. All right. So here Paul is speaking about a changing from the mortal into the immortality essence. But I don't want to live down here where everybody's going to be flesh and blood and we're going to be what? No. All have fallen. Amen. And so if you're down here living that way, there must be a mediator down here to help make these people right, right? Well, how can he be down here if he's up there with us? It's impractical. I'm telling you, don't wonder, church. Don't wander away. Listen to me. It says that a man that wandereth is in the congregation of the dead. Also Proverbs 27 and 8, and I'll quickly end this up because I think you have enough to know where I'm coming from. I quoted this verse of scripture about a year ago. You guys laughed about it. You try to listen to all the tapes and see what sermon I preached it said. But this is about wandering. Remember when I said in Proverbs 27, 8, as a bird that wandereth from her nest, so is a man that wandereth from his place. Mm-hmm. Now you think about that. God has given every believer a place. And the place is within the context of the will of God. And I said how silly it would be if a bird is making a nest. And when that bird flies, goes to another bird's nest. Those birds, they there, would immediately start doing what? Fighting in that nest. If you ever watch any specials of the National Geographic, when they have these little birds and they making their nest, well, when they leave, another bird will go set on their eggs. Then the bird will come back and run around in a circle and squawk and squawk and squawk, and the next thing you know, they're fighting. That's just how silly you look, moving from your place outside of God. Don't wonder, church. Don't wonder. Don't wonder, because that's just how silly you look. Now, Peter tells us more. When you go to 2 Peter chapter 2, verses 14 through 16, I want to read these to you. Listen about people that wonder. See? And this is a way for you to check yourself. All right. I want each of you in this room that call yourself a Christian, check yourself. Yes, sir. Yes. See if you don't fall in line. Well, am I wondering? No, I don't wonder, man. I'm all right. Hey, what you talking about? I'm all right. See, mine's already made up, you know. I'm all right, man. Hey, you know, hey. Hey, preacher, I hear what you're saying, but that does not apply to me. I am cool, I'm cool. I paid my dues, didn't I? Ain't my name on the roll? What did Peter say? Look what Peter said. Having eyes full of adultery. That's wondering. Okay? And that cannot cease from sin. That's terrible. Beguiling unstable souls. A heart they have exercised with covetous practices. Cursed children. Which have forsaken, there's a wondering, forsaken the right way and are gone astray, following the way of Balaam, the son of Beor, who loved the wages of unrighteousness, but was rebuked of his iniquity. The dumbass speaking with a man's voice forbade the madness of the prophet. Now let me give a little insight into that for those of you that don't know, lest I bore you any longer. Balaam, you know, Balaam was a prophet of God.
Amen.
And there was an enemy of God that knew that the nation Israel was taking ground to take over some land. They had heard that the Israelites had conquered all the other nations before them. So Balak, the king, called Balaam in, the prophet of God, and says, we know that whoever you curse is cursed from God, and whoever you bless is blessed of God. So what I want you to do is put a curse on these Israelites, and so that we will win the battle. All right? So what Balaam said is, Balaam says, I've got to go to God about this thing. He went to God about this thing, and God told Balaam, he says, oh, no. Those my people. No. The curse goes on Balak. You bless my people. Yeah, my people are coming in, and they're going to take territory. Now, what happened is that, what did Balaam do? Mm-hmm. Balak called Balaam, sent some men to him, and Balaam says, well, I've got to say what God wants me to say, but tomorrow I'll go with you, and I'll entreat the Lord again to see if the Lord changed his mind. Now, what Balaam's problem was is that he wandered from what God had said.
That's right.
God said, I will not curse Israel. I will bless them. You tell them that. What Balaam did is he was on his way with those men and his mind wasn't made up. And the donkey that he was riding on had enough sensitivity to see an angel in the way with a sword to take Balaam's head. So what the poor mule did was he kind of turned the other way and Balaam pulled the mule and beat him. The donkey, what's the matter with you? Go right. The mule tried to go again and he saw this angel hiding in the hedges with a sword to take Balaam's head. So then what the donkey did is he kind of rubbed up against a rock and smashed Balaam's foot. Balaam, oh, crazy donkey, beat the donkey going the right way. The donkey gets up again and gets in the roadway. And all of a sudden, the donkey sees the angel again with that sword, ready to take the prophet's head. So the donkey just falls down. Balaam gets off of the donkey, now, off of the mule, or whatever you want to call it, and gets to beating that donkey. All of a sudden, the animal starts talking to him like a man. Why are you beating me? Why are you beating me? You've been knowing me since I was a little. Why are you beating on me like this? Don't you see judgment right in front of you? And when Balaam saw that angel, his eyes opened up. He said, oh, God. And the mule said, I'm trying to save your life. He was so bent on wondering, he didn't see the judgment was right around the corner. And that's why Peter used that example there. Don't be like Balaam. What did he do? You read it for yourself. You read it for yourself. You read it for yourself. Well, where is it found, John? Numbers 22 and 23. Yes. Read it for yourself. Because he went on, and he told Balak, he says, listen, God has said you are cursed, and his people are blessed. Give up. It's all over.
Amen.
They gave the prophet two more times to change his story. He said, you can forget the times. God has told me I cannot wonder. Church, don't wonder from God. Don't wonder. See, that's what the sinful man will do. He will wonder from what God has said to be true. Amen. All right, the next one is a fallen accountability. A fallen accountability. Look at 12b here as I hurry.
All right.
For they are together become unprofitable. And we're going to stop at verse 12. We aren't going to go any further than that. For they are together become unprofitable. Fallen accountability. Beware, people, when God says that you are no profit to him.
Yes.
Because if God says you ain't no good to him, Sister Monroe, the devil is using you. Amen. When God says he can't use you, well, then Satan, you right for the devil.
Mm-hmm.
See? I want you to take care when you know that you are fallen. And if you know somebody that's fallen, then you won't do a thing to warn them about it. Because it says in that verse that they are all together become unprofitable. Since I know that my human nature is fallen, I am obligated, and I am accountable to God to tell other men, you had better pay attention.
Yes.
Not only that judgment is coming, but judgment is coming to a fallen man. Now you see the way the theme of these sermons are going. Judgment only comes to fallen men. All men are fallen, therefore all men are under condemnation of God. But there is some release of that. There is some release. If you don't become uneasy when you see people falling away from the church, falling away from the Lord, if you are not concerned, I got a question about your godly zeal. There's something wrong with you.
Amen.
Amen. Get concerned about that. When men and women of vision have a vision, truly, they have a vision of lost souls coming to Christ. I want to see every unbeliever in this room seriously consider coming to Jesus as Lord and Savior. Last point. Point number 7. We're going to see in the last part of verse 12 a fallen affirmation. Look at what God affirms in verse 12, the latter part of this verse. Look what he says. There is none that doeth good. No, not one. Absolute in his final statements here. Now listen, if he says that there's none that doeth good,